Neil Diamond, you got to me here on the mix on 90.7 WKGC FM and HD.
Here when you need us. And this is something you need. This is a little cybersecurity update from our cybersecurity division here at the Advanced Technology Center on the campus of Gulf Coast State College. And Professor Dylan Snyder has brought in some students to give us some do's and don'ts.
Well, thank you. And thank you very much. We have Stephen, Kat, and Caleb from the cloud. They have virtually appeared here. and they're going to give you some instructions on SSID encryption and what a VPN actually is and how to use it.
Okay, so who's going to start it? First of all, let's get over the quickest and easiest thing you can do on your home Wi-Fi is turn off the SSID. Why don't you guys tackle what is an SSID and why I want to turn it off?
Sure. So an SSID is basically the name that the Wi-Fi network in your home is going to advertise. It's going to send it out so you know what it is, so you know what your network is from your neighbors. And by default, typically that's broadcast to everyone who can receive the signal, which is pretty convenient for finding your Wi-Fi network. But it also lets someone driving down the street be able to tell, hey, you have a Wi-Fi network right here. So if you disable it or hide it, it prevents, adds a layer of obfuscation to your security, which isn't going to fully protect you. Like, it's not your only means of security, but
it is a step in.
It is a step.
Yeah.
If I'm trying to get into somebody's Wi-Fi to rattle around and get some credit card numbers and birth dates and social security numbers and all that other stuff you don't want out there on the street, and I'm driving down the street and my neighbor's SSID is on and mine is not, if you hang around a while, you can probably figure out what's going on at my house. But it's so much easier to do my neighbor's house because everything's laying out there for me.
It's like a locked door.
It's like a smorgasbord. Locked doors.
If they want to get in, they're going to get in. But if it's a crime of opportunity, a door is going to deter them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So that's easy. Now, just run through real fast what's involved in turning that off.
So it varies depending on what Wi-Fi router that you have and what brand it is. But in general, it'll be in the wireless settings on your router. So typically, in a home router, you would go to like your browser and type in 192.168.0.1, and that will be the default address of most home Wi-Fi routers. And you log into it, it will have typically different tabs, like a little web page. And under wireless, they'll have SSID where you can customize it, and it will also typically have a hide SSID option, so you do that, save it.
It's just it's unclicking a box or clicking a box. Absolutely. One or the other. They vary from machine to machine, and that's very quick to do. You can find a zillion. If you know what your router is, just type into Google your router with the tagline "Hide SSID," and you'll find dozens of YouTube videos where somebody will show you how to log into your router and how to turn that off. It's quick, it's easy, it's painless, it costs nothing, and if the router gods are shining on you on that day, it'll take about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Isn't that's about right?
Correct.
Now, who's going to tackle the next big question? VPN, virtual private network.
I will.
Oh, a volunteer.
Yeah.
Enthusiastic, too.
Completely. VPNs are ways to obscure your traffic between the websites you visit and your computer from someone listening in on your network. So say you go to a coffee shop, and if you look up your bank information or something else like that, they can see you talking to your bank. If you use a VPN, it's like a third party that talks to your bank for you and then sends you an encrypted connection of that information.
You're building an encrypted tunnel between you and wherever you're going. That's what I think Dennis described that to me the other day as. We're tunneling to another point with encryption.
Yeah.
So it makes it that much harder. And if you're using your VPN at home and you don't have an SSID, you're really going to make the people want your information sweat for a living. At that point, you're getting up there with. And then if you, there's another thing maybe somebody wants to tackle. Two-layer authorizations.
A wonderful device.
A wonderful device.
Like hit that one.
You're looking at me like I'm supposed to say something.
Yes.
Okay, so two-factor authentication is, forgive me because I'm absolutely terrible at coming up with things on the fly.
Okay.
It's basically just having sort of like two steps to get into any sort of account, which is very helpful for things like your bank account that you don't want people to be able to get into super easily. Usually that would be something like a password, you know, like just your standard password or PIN code. And it would either, like I have mine set up that it sends a text notification to me. You have to enter in like a PIN.
Yeah.
Sometimes it'll be like a fingerprint if you have like a fingerprint scanner on your phone or your computer. Things of that nature, which makes it especially difficult for people trying to get into your important accounts. If they have your password, they still need another step.
Yeah.
And some things like fingerprints can't be easily faked.
Yeah, it's like when you go to log into your bank account somewhere where somebody could get everything you've got and transfer it to the Nigerian prince. That's actually how he gets all that money he gives away. He would have to also have possession of your cell phone and a way to get into it, because a lot of these are going to say, okay, you have to, you're going to get a page come up on your cell phone, says, you know, enter your code, your pattern, or your, or it sends you a text message to your cell phone that says, that have four or five numbers on it. You just have to type that back into wherever you're trying to get on.
As employees and students of Gulf Coast State College might have experienced with the new two-factor authentication they require to get into Canvas.
Yes.
Or your MyGCSE.
Yes. Well, and
that's the standard today. And in business and enterprise, that is the standard. And if you're not using that, that's something that you need to do.
Then, and the next thing they're going to do after this, when that becomes the other side, the black hats figure a better way of getting through that. They're going to put a little pinprick on the back of your phone. You're going to have to use a DNA sample to get to any of your information, I think. Okay, we're going to have we're going to have another song.
Well, we're going to take a
break. We have to do our weather forecast and that sort of thing.
But when we come back, we've got another track from Too Saxy here on the mix, right after little Ross Whitley's weather update from WMBB.